If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down.
Well, welcome to my wife hates me.
My wife hates me.
It's the end of the month.
My wife hates me.
You know, earlier Bonnie and I were talking, and Bonnie said, "Data, it's data, it's data, not data."
But you can say it either way.
No, you say data.
You know, you say data. I say data. Nope. You say tomato. I say tomato. Nobody says tomato. In that song, they go, you say potato, I say potato. Nobody says, are you having potatoes tonight?
I say
nobody
it all the time.
Nobody says it.
That's how I say it.
It's a false premise.
I'll go to you, I want potato al gratin. I've said that.
I didn't even know you knew about French, yes, French potatoes.
I want mashed potatoes. I say that all the time. Welcome. We're at the end of September. The summer's gone. How was your summer?
It went by so fast. Like, it's crazy how fast the time goes by.
When you're doing nothing?
It's like time goes by slowly in the moment and so fast in the retrospect. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I guess to me.
I think if you're going to blow your nose, you should definitely do it right on the mic.
I did on the mic.
You were right here. Like, why wouldn't you like lean over or push the mic away like that?
I don't know, because I'm not this isn't a real professional setting. You know, it's not like I'm doing radio in a studio or whatever. So, and it's not like I'm
you
making a lot of money.
You say potato, I say potato.
And I don't care sometimes. I have a busy day. I have a busy day, busy weekend.
I've had a very busy week.
I had a very busy week.
I had to write for someone super, super famous this week. Do you think I'm allowed to say these things?
What's that?
Am I allowed to say the things?
I don't mind that you wrote for me. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Am I allowed, do you think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it might be, you know, some kind of... They don't want it out there. Have you read anything about it online?
No.
Then don't say anything.
Oh, okay.
That means it's not out there yet.
Okay.
Are you stupid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. You know, there's a thing which I've always wanted to talk to you about called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Didn't we do that test or something?
No, that's something else. I was with Dr. Steve.
Yes.
Dunning-Kruger effect is where...
She saw another documentary.
Okay.
She just watches documentaries and thinks she's like a fucking, you know, a specialist on the topic. But I want to hear about your...
I didn't watch a documentary on this, but I have read about it. It's pretty fascinating. So basically they give everybody tests and then they ask people how they feel they did on the test. And the conclusion of this thing is that people who are dumb think they're smart and people who are smart think they're dumber than they are.
That's me.
So if you think you're smart, you're probably dumb.
Uh-huh.
Which is bad for me, too, because I think I'm smart, too.
Well, no, I know, and people that listen to this know you're dumb. You're smart in a couple things.
Like what? Like data?
It, right there. Data.
Who says data? I never heard it like
yes,
that.
Yes. If you ask for somebody, what do you do for a living? And they go, I work for a data system.
I'm a data collection something?
Yeah. It's
data. Data.
It's data. It's data. I'm telling you, you know.
Okay.
So I just want you to know that for the future in case you're...
Like saying data. I think it's better. Maybe it's because of...
That's the Canadian way. The real way is data.
Okay. Data collection. Anyway, when I think of you a lot, I think of Dunning-Kruger because you really think you know everything. That's a sign that you're not too smart. Smart people know they don't know a lot.
Yeah.
Like you realize like, oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more out there that I don't know.
Yeah.
But dumb people, they can't envision that. So they think, I know everything.
Why don't you ask me something?
I'm not going to play this game.
Why? Because I'll prove you wrong. That's all.
I don't know what I could ask you.
Ask me something about carpentry.
What makes up a fart?
Gas in your body.
What gases?
What gases?
Yeah.
BP and Exxon.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's, I don't know. Draw your own conclusions, folks.
What gases? I don't know.
You couldn't even come up with one, the major one.
What, the major gas? H2O.
I hope that's not true with your farts. Do you very, know what H2O
very
is?
Watery.
Yes. Oh, God. No. Hydrogen?
And
methane?
Methane, hydrogen, and oxygen.
Hydrogen dioxide, I think.
Yeah, see?
I don't even really know. But I know there's methane. That's the thing that's killing the planet from the cows.
Cows passing gas.
Yes. But someone said it's actually their burps that...
Who said it? Who do you remember? I mean...
I don't remember reading an article where it was like, people always talk about them, like the farts, the cow farts.
Nobody talks about it.
The cow farts are killing the planet.
Nobody talks about it. I've never been anywhere where a conversation broke out.
Really?
That could be a farming, another Canadian thing. No Americans ever sit around and go... God damn cows.
Is it the farts or the burps of the cows?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, that's the difference between this country and other countries, how we are separated. You know, not saying good or bad. One is just different. That's all. You're just different. You know.
Well, it is true. It's the gases.
This lawyer will not get back to me. I'm getting really mad now. It's been months.
Wait, you're still hanging on?
I want
to. This lawyer will not get back to him. And in fact, I heard him have a meltdown to the secretary.
Well, I'm going to call this
time. Assistant or whatever people call them.
I'm going to call this time and tell him, listen.
You got to say, I have daddy issues and this is really triggering to me.
No.
Because this is what's happening.
I have no
daddy. Any other normal person would be like, I'll move on. You're like a stalker.
No, when someone says they're going to help you and they don't.
Then you move on. People
say
stuff.
No, they're liars.
Yes, so you don't want him as your lawyer. He's proved that he's a bad lawyer.
Not all lawyers. Our other lawyer passed away and he was so young.
Oh, so that young. Was so sad.
It was sad. Like, we went to his house, like, maybe 4 years ago.
He was a nice lawyer.
For, like,
Thanksgiving. For a lawyer, he was a good guy.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, a creep or a crook. But he helped us, but he wasn't an entertainment lawyer. He was a litigation lawyer, I think, or I don't know. But he helped us with a project. He was so nice. We went to his house for Thanksgiving. And boom, just dead.
One Thanksgiving
young.
We went, not the last one.
No, I said like 4 years ago.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
I know, because you're...
Okay,
listen.
Can I just say this? What? Nobody would want a lawyer who didn't call you back. The fact that you keep on trying to get...
But he says he'll look into it, so you're thinking, oh, did he look into it?
Okay, but months and months have gone by. You could have another lawyer. You could have already had this whole thing taken care of, but you keep hanging on. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think it is? Because I have faith in people. When people say, hey, I'm going to help you, I'll look at you.
But he's proven that he's not.
I'm going to call him and tell him to go fuck himself and get the last word.
And why is that healthy?
I didn't say it was healthy. I'm just going to say to him, you know, we made you money. We did our closing with him, two closings with him. We made him money, you know, and I'm going to tell him I'm going to sue him.
Well, do you think that maybe he thinks you're unhinged because you've been...
I know. All I do is call and ask. I never...
I mean, the receptionist or whatever probably was like crying. He was yelling at me. Then I could hear his wife yelling at him. It was a real mess.
Were you just acting like a secretary crying? Is that what that was?
I mean, I've done a few. Somebody yelled out last night on my show that seafood pasta, and I was making fun of them, and they said, no, from... King of Staten Island, our scene.
Oh, why? You said seafood pasta? Oh.
That's what I was ordering in the scene.
We stole the movie, King of Staten Island.
I mean, literally.
Our scene.
We didn't pay for it when we...
We did a movie, and we had to pay for it on demand. I should have asked for a link, but... You know, we did. Our scene stole the home. Everybody, our scene.
Oh, this is the Dunning-Kruger effect where you place yourself above. It was like.
Scene was better than our scene?
There was lots of funny scenes in that movie.
I know, but ours.
Rich.
Was in the top five.
You always are like. You always put it so much. It's like when people compliment you, you put it in your head as like, we're the greatest. But people do compliment. If you're in a movie, people are going to compliment you.
No.
We've complimented people where we didn't think they were the best in the movie. But hey, you were great in the movie. We don't like.
I always give the level of compliment that they deserve. If there were.
Did you say anything to Mike Vecchione?
Maybe. Probably.
He was really funny in the movie.
Funny or good? I don't remember. I think just good.
I think
know.
He was funny, too.
I don't know if he was.
Remember he was doing laundry and talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, Mike. But Mike's good in everything.
Well, did you tell him that?
Yeah.
No?
I might have. I gave him a ride home from a gig one night, and we talked. I always talk with him. He's a good talker. He gets it. He's smart. He's funny.
I have a feeling like when you go out, you don't listen. Because I always say, what happened? Did anybody tell you anything? And you go, you never have any new information when you come home.
What were you saying?
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah. I mean, you had to do it like seven times.
What?
Stop. So then is it because you don't listen? Is that why you don't have any? You're just telling stuff.
Yeah. I listen.
They go home to their wives and they go, oh, you should hear what's happening with the Rich Voss.
Well, I have a lot of info to give.
Yeah. You give my information, which I hate.
Sometimes.
I hear you on podcasts. Rain and I do impressions of you. He does a podcast. Closes the door, but we can hear you. First of all.
You already did this on the...
Did I?
I think so, yeah.
I'll do it one more time. My wife said...
Well, first of all, if you...
Like, you keep getting cut off. You fucking speak if you want to speak.
Oh, you're telling me how to do podcasts now.
Yeah, bitch. No, but I hear you all the time saying, like, Bonnie said, and then someone... I'm like... Please don't say things I said. Or you love taking the camera and showing everybody our house.
Yeah, they asked to see it.
Yeah, well,
they asked to see things.
I like privacy. That's why I don't like doing this podcast. Why are you doing it into the mic? I just told you. First of all, the fact that you have a runny nose is a little upsetting.
Why? It's not runny.
Well, then what is it, babe?
Oh, you mean like I have a... COVID because my nose is running?
Wait, what did you think I meant about a runny nose? That your nose was running off your face?
No, a runny nose, is that a sign of COVID?
Do your, we'll get to that.
In the morning.
But why did you say, I don't have a runny nose? You just blew your nose twice.
A lot of times in the morning, I get a runny nose.
Oh, it's, okay.
But then by later on, it goes away.
You must have, maybe you have some kind of allergy.
That could be it. But why is COVID, a runny nose a sign of COVID?
Yes.
I don't have a fever.
Well, then you don't have COVID. You can have a runny nose without COVID.
I can taste everything I eat.
You probably don't have it.
I could smell. Hold on. Ooh, I can smell.
Ew, Rich. He just put his finger in his ear and smelt it.
No, behind my ear.
Okay. Oh, great.
Not in my ear.
I mean, what a treat.
You want to smell it?
No.
Okay, come on.
Stop it.
Oh, now I'm all worried. I got COVID now. You get me all fucking riled up because I had a runny nose. God.
Why would that get you all riled up?
Because I get nervous. I'm a hypochondriac sometimes.
Well, go run and take your temperature.
I will today. I haven't done that in a while. I'll take it today.
Oh, God. It's exhausting living with you.
Oh, you. Who are you telling about exhausting?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you want me to list things?
What do I do? Honestly, I feel like I'm...
Last night, I did a show, and Bonnie did a show, and I get home. I'm exhausted. I just want to relax, sit. And, you know, I go, you know what? Let me bring Bonnie home some fries because she doesn't eat a lot of different things. So I know that...
Why was that? Why do you have to slam on that?
I'm not slamming on that. I'm saying when you go...
But why wouldn't you just say, I brought her some fries? Because she doesn't eat a lot.
No, because at the rest, they didn't have a lot to choose from. And I don't want people to think, oh, wow, you only brought her home fries.
Oh, my God. Your brain is
so
really...
I brought her home fries, and I brought home Raina some carrot cake. So I go, oh, I'm tired. Let's just relax and watch our show. And Bonnie goes, well, let me heat up the fries. Oh, I'm going to throw a couple falafels in. They're pretty good, the falafels we get. You just put them in the microwave. But then she comes back with pickles. And you're just sitting there trying to relax, and you hear the crunching of the pickles in her mouth. And you're thinking, how could you not have learned to eat without making so much noise? They're little pickles, but yet it sounds like a fucking, you know, someone hitting an anvil with a sledgehammer. Pickle, you know, what you want to do is sit there and relax, and then you look on a plate to see how many more pickles she has left, and there's like three, and you're like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? And then she even knows it, because she looks at me and goes...
No, because why do I know it? Because you're like this. You look at me like you're going to kill me. You're like... It's like, oh, that's relaxing for me also. First of all, I'm eating a pickle normally with my mouth closed. When you eat, Raina and I scatter because you're like... With your mouth wide open, you're shoving food in there. So don't act like, oh, what, there's something wrong with you. It's not me. I'm eating normally. If you have a problem, get up and walk out of the room.
I like to watch TV, and we both have our little snack and enjoy TV, you know, but I might have to write a list of things you're not allowed to eat during TV, you know.
Okay. Great. Do it.
Will you abide by it?
Yep.
For real?
Well, I know you're not going to write something down that's...
Apple, pickles.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat potato chips, but not tortillas. Those ones.
Okay.
You know, just certain things. Anyhow, let's move on.
What a delight.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common, fun. M&Ms, for all fun kind.
What? Let's move on. And there's certain things Raina can't eat. Like what? Oh, my God. Can I tell you something? Bonnie wanted me, and I'm not going to do this, wanted me to go get Raina. Raina, who's 13 years old, young, timid girl, wanted me to go get her.
Timid? They've heard her on the podcast. I don't think they're going to buy into that.
Oh, well, 13-year-old girl, she's delicate, a delicate kid. Wanted me to go get her jalapenos.
She wanted to try this thing she saw on TikTok, which is you put cream cheese in a jalapeno, and then you put one of those hot chips, I can't remember what they're called, inside.
Hot fries.
It's not a hot fry. It's something else. I can't remember what it's called, but they're very hot inside the jalapeno. And apparently on TikTok, everyone's like, they're delicious. So she wanted to try it. So I said to Rich, can you pick up some jalapenos? For who? For Raina. No, absolutely not. He wouldn't get her jalapeno. He acted like I was asking to get a gun. Could you get an AK-47 for my daughter? No, absolutely not. He wouldn't budge on it. Yelling, screaming.
I wasn't yelling or screaming.
Mad. Why would you let her? Yeah, not going to let her.
Yeah, why would I give my kid something I know that's going to hurt her? Why would I do that?
It's insanity, Rich. No. But you do, you try to like, it's like if she's doing anything that's even remotely, like you
dangerous.
Won't let her go for a walk.
I don't want her to go
herself.
By herself. Yeah, you know, she's 13.
I let her take her skateboard the other day to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and I almost stopped her.
Yeah, I know. I said, don't tell your dad or he won't let you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry that in the world we live in, that I have to be a little overprotective.
Right, but when you're overprotective, then she doesn't learn anything about how to take care of herself. Then at 16, you go, all right, go ahead, out into the world. And she has no concept of how to be out
so
in the world.
So when she's on her skateboard going to 7-Eleven and someone
she's looking out for her own dangers.
How easy is it for a van to stop and someone to grab a kid and throw him in? I mean, she'll learn next
Rich,
time.
Rich, I obviously would never want that to happen.
Of course you don't want it. I don't want it.
But you could also... She could also fall down the stairs and break her neck. So should we not let her go down the stairs?
Hopefully she's holding the railings when you're walking downstairs. That's all. You know, you could say I was overprotective with my other daughters and they turned out fine. No one ever...
You weren't because...
I was very overprotective.
Okay, but their mother wasn't. Their mother let them go out and do stuff.
Behind my back. You know, I could show you videos where I had long discussions about, you know, what happens if a stranger approaches them.
Yeah, they claim to have scars from that.
No, they don't.
They do. You talk to them. They're funny about it, but they're like, it was disturbing.
No, I'll call them right now. I'll call one right now. Hold on. Who checked?
But why would you do this on the podcast?
Because so they could hear Ellen.
No, because it's not good audio. If you learned how to put phone calls on, that would be fantastic.
Who uses phone calls on their podcast? I mean, you got to be really advanced to do that. You know what I mean? Hold on. I guarantee you can hear it. Hold on.
Was it Jessica or Ellen?
Ellen.
Oh, of course you'd pick Ellen.
Why?
Because she's more daddy's girl.
Oh, she probably won't answer.
Jessica will tell the truth.
She's probably working. Why wouldn't you pick up the phone? You're working from home.
Your call.
Try Jessica.
I'll try. Oh, God. What kind of work that you can't pick up your phone? Oh, they'll call me back, hopefully. Both of them won't answer the phone. Hope they weren't.
Well, they've told me stories that about your long discussions that
I have
they
it on
said,
video.
Okay, great. You keep saying it. You have it on video. Release it to the public. I don't know what to tell you. Well, do you have something further about that? Or
yeah.
Why don't you just show it to Raina? Then you don't have to do it again.
Anyhow, let's get back. Why would I give my daughter jalapeno peppers when I know it's gonna...
It was like a fight. Like, you were, like, really angry. I was like, are you serious? I couldn't believe you were serious. And you were like, well, I would never... Anyway, so she did it.
Yeah.
And it was...
It was a nightmare.
It was not a nightmare. Yes, it was funny. Your eyes teared up.
Oh, yeah. And see, the difference between the body enjoyed the tearing up of her eyes. It was funny watching Art.
Raina enjoyed it. She liked to have the experience.
No, she
people
didn't.
Like to have hardships so they have something to overcome. That's where happiness comes from. Overcoming. That's what happiness is.
Well, she didn't overcome.
If you don't overcome, there's no reason to be happy. There's nothing. That's the human fucking experience.
Why don't you get her down here? We'll ask her.
That's why people do hard, run marathons or, you know, because it's really hard. Oh, that can't make you happy. But the overcoming does. The finishing does. Doing does.
But she didn't finish it.
Right, but she has an experience. She has a funny experience that she can talk to her friends about. They also did it.
Oh, really? They all did it?
Yes.
You know,
she was the only one whose parent wouldn't let her get a fucking jalapeno.
I guess I'm the only parent that cares.
You were like, I would never.
School. She's in school. Take a break.
No, she can't just take a break. She's not even allowed to leave the frame.
Really?
Really.
How come last year was different?
Last year they hadn't completely perfected it.
Oh.
This year they're in a class.
What if she's
it's like a Zoom call where they if she dips out of frame, the teacher goes, Raina, you have to stay in frame.
Oh, so the teacher's looking at 30 kids?
They'll notice if Raina's gone.
What if she has to go to the bathroom?
And she has to ask to go to the bathroom.
Oh. So I told her to ask to go to the bathroom and come down?
No. God.
Oh, God.
You're quite exhausting.
Anybody?
Anyway, I was saying, like, you know, if somebody gave your kid a jalapeno, would you get mad? You were like, yes. And I was like, will we go to that place for Foz? They put jalapenos on the top of that. I didn't see you fucking whipping it off her plate there.
One.
Yeah.
What?
You just said one, like you were going to make a point.
Yeah.
Or a couple of points, actually. If you say one, you're going to probably make at least 2 points.
Yeah, I didn't see the hot peppers on. If I saw them, obviously she took them off.
Put them in the soup and let it.
You're supposed to put them in the soup, but I don't think she did that. I think they saw that she was too young and they didn't put hot peppers on hers. If I can remember correctly, I don't think they put hot peppers on her faux or whatever the fuck it's called. And, you know, and I think they only put hot peppers. No, this is where you're wrong. In New York, they did it with ours and we got it, but the one in Jersey doesn't do that. So, you're just thinking because ours got them in New York, hers got
them. She ate Foz there in New York, that place.
She never ordered her own there.
Yes.
Well, and then when they see you're
I love you're defending it.
Well, when they see you're underage, they don't put the hot peppers on it.
Yeah, they do.
Nope.
Yes, they did.
Okay, we agree to we agree to disagree, that's all. But I'm right. Anyhow, so I would not, you know, if my kid said, hey, I want to try an edible. Well, I'm not going to get it for you.
That's different. Stop it. Are you kidding me?
What? What about when she's 16 or 17? I want an edible or I want pot. I wouldn't give it to her.
No, stop.
Anything that can harm my kid, I'm going to not give it to him.
You can't. You said... I think one of the examples that you gave was like, oh, really? I'm just going to give her meth?
Yeah.
You compared a jalapeno pepper to meth.
I was just saying, they're both.
But you ended up giving it to her. You bought it. Jalapeno peppers.
She picked them out. I bought
it. You paid for it, right? So you did end up, you went against your own word.
Yeah, I went against it to prove a point now because.
Oh, so with meth, you'd prove that same point?
No. No, because I don't know where to get meth. And two.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. So Walmart dumb. Doesn't sell meth.
You're so dumb.
No, I'm not. What do you call it?
I don't know.
You were going to get it anyhow. So I go, let me prove my point. You know, sometimes.
You just said, I would never get my daughter anything that could harm her. She's jalapeno peppers being at the top of the list, meth being number two, yes. Edibles being number three, AK-47s being number four. But you did get her. You went against your own thing.
Whatever.
Well, the computer could be harmful, so.
I know. You got to monitor that.
Do you?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tell her, don't go.
Oh, you don't monitor it, though, right? Because telling her is different than monitoring. Monitoring. Right?
I look at her data, and I could tell.
Her data?
Her data, where she's been. I don't.
Do you?
No, I don't know, but I tell her. I give.
Oh, you. Oh, I get it. No, I think I
lead by example.
How do you, like, what, you've eaten a jalapeno pepper, so how could you lead by
example? I didn't start at 13.
You're so dumb. I think what's happening is you don't want her to do anything
that's
dangerous.
Harmful. Yeah.
As long as you don't really have to do anything yourself.
No.
Like
I love jalapeno. I love hot peppers.
Think bigger than hot peppers, please? You don't monitor her social media.
You love doing that. Can so I'm you, not gonna...
Why would you put in another gum? Why couldn't you just go another 15 minutes without gum?
I don't know if we're doing
like you take 15. One out and you put another one in immediately.
It's called I enjoy it.
What if Raina started chewing gum? The Nicorette, would you stop her from doing that?
Of course. She never smoked. You know?
I love your
what? What? What's wrong with you?
You don't have proper responses to things. But what if she smoked first? Would that be okay?
Yeah, because now she's trying to get off smoking.
Oh, my God.
You don't just start Nicorette.
You're
gum.
So dumb and getting dumber.
I'm telling you, you got the world fooled that you're so smart.
I don't. It's literally next to you. I seem like a genius, but otherwise, I think people realize.
Bonnie got mad. Bonnie was making tea the other day, and probably 4 inches from the flame was a dish towel just sitting on there. And I called her and I go, look. This
could you get, love when I do wrong.
No,
wrong.
I go. You're so airheaded. She's so fucking airheaded. You know, she'll leave the house with the doors unlocked. But whatever. I'm from Canada. They don't break into houses. Yeah, because houses are 15 miles apart from the other houses.
I'm sure it was just walking the dog. I wasn't going out.
Whatever. You leave the back door. Bonnie got mad that in my bedroom, I put a lock on the door.
Okay, no.
Every room has a lock but mine. And I like, sometimes you want to take a nap and then Bonnie or Raina will come in and wake you.
No, we don't. We never do.
Don't
you think? I think we all know why you put the lock on.
Why did I put the lock on?
For some privacy.
Yeah, if I want to spank one out.
Oh.
You know what? Can you imagine your kid walking in on you?
Well, you do it when they're not around, when they're out.
Who's out at 3 a.m.? Who's that?
It's my manager.
Well, you better get back to him.
Stop it. It's fine.
Who gets mad when you put a lock? Bonnie goes, I know why you put a lock on. In case somebody breaks in the house. You can lock yourself in.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's what I swear. I think like when I said that to you, you were like, shit, how does she know?
No.
How does she know?
Oh, why do I? You think I keep crossbows in my room in case somebody breaks in?
You're going to kill Raina or I.
No, I'm not. I know how to shoot.
Raina went in and snuck in on you and freaked you out bad. And I said, Raina, you're going to get yourself killed.
No, she snuck in and hid under my bed, and I laid down, and she, whatever. Of course it's going to scare you, you know. But I'm not sitting there holding my weapon ready.
Well, not that weapon.
What other weapon, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Anyway, it wasn't that you didn't switch out the door handle and put a lock on. You put a big wood block like you're in some fucking...
Block.
Yeah. Yeah, like a tree house, you know. And then I said, why would you do that? That's so weird. Like, and he goes, I said, you did it so that you could lock yourself in if there was an intruder. And he goes, no, I have this for that. And
I didn't say no.
I pulled out this big, long block of wood.
A 2x4 that I put between my door and the dresser so you can't open the door if I have to. You know, if I got to bring everybody into my room. Go, come on, everybody in my room. And I locked the door. You know, I just, whatever, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
What is?
You know,
listen, the way we're going to die is by the planet, not, you know.
Oh, by cows farting, you fucking hippie?
Yes, the methane gas is going to kill us.
These two guys will argue. These guys always argue on Facebook, these two comics I know, about politics.
Rich, what? Why would you burp into the mic?
That wasn't a burp. That was, what do you call it, where you, it comes up.
Well, then just move your head. You can move your head, right? Let me see you do it. Move your head. Move your head. You can do it.
I can't. I'm having a tough time.
Move your head. It's like...
They argue on Facebook. One's so pro-Trump and the other one hates Trump. And I love getting in the middle and that agitating.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I go, one thinks with his intellect. You know, I go, first of all, I go, you're both just pawns in the rich man's chess game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are basically. And I said, one of you thinks with your intellect and one thinks with your emotion. I'm not saying you're bad people, but you always go with intellect over emotion.
Wait, which one is thinking with their intellect? The Trumper?
No, the Democrat, the non-Trumper.
Well, people mostly, that's flawed.
It's not flawed. It's not flawed. Because it's not flawed. I mean, they both think out of emotions. They're both emotional, you know, driven, you know, but intellect, if you think with your intellect over your emotions, it's a better choice.
If people thought with their intellect over their emotions, there'd be a lot more moderates.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to be a moderate anymore.
You are, but you got to hide it. You got to hide it in the attic. Anyhow, we're going to wrap this up. I'm tired. I'm bored. I already spoke my piece.
Okay.
How come, Bonnie, you look pretty when we do podcasts in the morning. Do you put makeup on and get ready for your podcast?
I had a show last night and I had a little bit of makeup on. I didn't wash it off.
Oh, so you're dirty but pretty.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Dirty but pretty.
Yeah. I had an outdoor show last night. That was actually really fun. I was so scared that I wasn't going to remember any material. And it was kind of hard to remember, but the crowd was so good. And I just sort of like did crowd work and remembered stuff as I went. And I think they had a good time. I really did.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I hadn't done stand-up like that in so long, like over 6 months.
That's your first time? You did it at the Stand.
I've never done a headline set in months. And probably before that, yeah, like probably over 6 months. Because then I was working on Nikki's show, so I had to cancel a lot of stuff.
I was working last night with Levy, and he's a Trump guy. I go, give me some reasons you like Trump. It was the trade deal. You have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The trade deal?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
I think sometimes the people are Democrat or Republican or Trumpers or, you know, pro-Biden or whatever you want to call it, just because they don't like the other side. It really doesn't have anything to do with why they like the side they're on. They just really don't like the other side, which makes perfect sense.
I'm getting anxiety.
Why?
Because I have COVID, you told me.
I didn't.
My nose isn't running now.
My thing was, I said, why is your nose running? And you go, it's not. You denied it.
No, once or twice. It's not constantly running.
I didn't ask if it's constantly running. You blew, as you were blowing your nose, I said, why is your nose running? You're like, it's not.
Who has an answer for that?
Well, I have a cold. Running? Or it happens every morning, as you ended up telling me.
Not every morning.
Oh, my God. There's something wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me. It hasn't run in a while.
I mean, you not thought about it ever? You've never been like, I'm a hypochondriac and I'm blowing my nose every morning. Should I think about this?
I blow my nose when I need to blow my nose. People blow their nose and there's nothing wrong with them. Oh, it's time to blow my nose. It's fucking, you blow your nose. You know what I'm saying? All right, tomorrow night I'll be at the East Brunswick Square Mall. Saturday night, me and Florentine, Cypher Sounds, Karen Feehan. That's Saturday night.
Ooh, fun, fun, fun. Where's that?
East Brunswick Square Mall, East Brunswick, New Jersey, outdoors. I got Mohegan Sun coming
up. Oh, Rachel Feinstein is at the Stress Factory. I was going to go say hi to her.
Oh, good. It's Jessica. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, before we hang up. Hello? Can you hear me? Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Just put it on speaker. What is it on?
Can you hear? Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on speakerphone. You're on My Wife Hates Me podcast, one of the most popular podcasts out of Hillsborough.
How much am I getting paid?
Huh?
How much am I getting paid?
You're getting paid the same as we, as Rich and I. Zero.
Nothing. No, nothing. Okay, good.
Well, when you were young, remember when I made a video of you and Ellen, what to do if a stranger tries to get you in your car and stuff, remember?
No, not really.
And you were in the living room?
Yeah, I don't put it past you. That's the weird shit you did.
No, I said, and you guys were sitting there. I go, what do you do? And you go, and you both go, run. Or if they go, I have a puppy or candy. And I go, what do you do? And they go, run, right?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
On Putnam Avenue, you were standing on.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Can I just stop this for 1 second just to say, Jessica, do you know how he has you in his phone?
Probably like Jessica. I think she's my daughter.
No, he goes, it's Jessica or Jess Voss. That's how it's written in his phone.
So what does that mean?
Well, wouldn't you know?
Yeah, like.
How many? I know more than one Jessica.
Or, but okay, so then Jessica Voss, but why Jessica or Jess Voss?
I don't know.
You don't even call me by my name, really.
What do I call you?
I don't know. You just say.
I go hey. Jess. No, I go Jess.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well,
Ellen only calls me Jessica. Okay, what is the point of this?
Because I remember one time you saying that it was, or maybe it was Ellen, saying that it was actually more disturbing than helpful.
It was very helpful.
Like it scared you.
You've never been snatched up, have you?
Ellen almost got snatched up.
When?
In Middlesex. No. Going into the pharmacy or something.
Nah, that was...
Yeah, see, you don't want
to,
like...
Who are you talking to? Where are you at?
What do you mean? I'm at home.
Is there another person there?
I mean, not in the room I'm in.
How come I could hear somebody talking?
Ellen's downstairs.
Oh.
All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, I know.
It helped.
This is how I feel all day, Jess.
What's that?
That's a great podcast. You have to call me. You must be really, really bored.
Oh, goodbye.
Jess or Jessica?
I don't have it like that.
What? Are you kidding me? Well, I just read it off your phone.
Look, I'll go to favorites. Jessica Voss.
Why does it say when you click on it, Jessica or Jess Voss?
I'll give Ellen one more chance before we wrap this up. Oh, I got to leave soon. I got to get ready. Oh, my goodness.
She's not going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an audience.
All right. Anyhow, listen, go to richvoss.com, see all my dates. Bonnie, anything you want to say to
no,
the public?
I just want to say thank you for listening. We appreciate it. It's been a long 15 years. We've celebrated our 15th.
Oh, did we talk about that?
Wedding anniversary.
Yeah, we talked about that. No, last week. Because we did it last Wednesday and we talked about it.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a nice dinner.
And you've been with us through our ups and downs. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
All right.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.